macros, mindset, and muscles.
I'm Coach James.
And I'm Coach Brittany.
We're here to give you the truth about health and fitness.
No gimmicks, no bullshit, just facts. What's up, Phoenix fam?
What's up?
We are back from our vacation.
It's so great.
I'm
so happy to be back in the freezing cold.
Hopefully, you guys can hear James better this week. We know that the last one was a little sketch.
I don't think it was even my fault this time.
I think it was totally your fault, but whatever.
Technical difficulties.
It's always your fault.
Okay. Marriage.
Okay. Anyways, last week we were on vacation, but we pre-recorded the episode and we launched it last week, and we were talking about, you know, strategies to keep up with your goals while on vacation, if that's what you choose to do, but also understanding that it's vacation and it's not something you do all the time, so you should just live it up.
Yeah, mine was like a blending of the two.
YOLO.
Yeah, I just kind of winged it.
So let's talk about our vacation a little bit before we get into today's topic.
Tell me about it, Brittany.
So,
how was your vacation?
Well, thank you for asking, James.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear about it. Thank you.
So we went on a Disney cruise. It was awesome. I think, James, how did you feel about Disney cruise? Because you specifically, let me finish. Because you specifically, before we went on the Disney cruise, you were like, I don't want to do another Disney cruise after this.
So going into it, I had some reservations. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but then I was like, you know what? How fun can it be? It's going to be a bunch of cartoon people and a bunch of kids stuff. And I'm a grown man, and this is not going to be fun for me. And then we got there, and it was awesome. It was awesome. You know, like they talk about the Disney magic or whatever you want to call it. It's just a great experience. Everyone is so nice and professional. It was a totally experience that I've never had. It was great. And I like Marvel, and they had a Marvel day, and I got to, you know, take pictures with all of the Marvel characters, and then we got to watch some cool shows. And honestly, I don't want to take a trip that's not Disney now, just to be honest.
Well, in part of the, like, how I sold you originally on the Disney cruise, because I immediately was like, I want to do a Disney cruise. And you're like, I don't want to do Disney. I'm like, what if we did a Marvel Disney cruise?
I know. And I was like, okay, well, so there's going to be one okay day. That'll be Marvel day. And then there'll be like 4 days of lame kid stuff. But it wasn't. I was wrong.
There was Marvel stuff every day. We just had one big Marvel day like all the characters.
And I got
out
to wear all my Marvel shirts, and I had a Marvel hat, but then I lost my Marvel hat on the plane ride back. And I'm really sad, but I got some cool shirts and some cool pictures with my fam, and it was awesome.
It was so fun. The Marvel show was like really cool. The late night Marvel show where they did fireworks, because you got to see like a ridiculous amount of characters that show.
So if you are a Marvel fan and you liked like the movie Endgame or Infinity War, where all the characters together, it was something like that. It was like everyone coming together. It was like all the movies.
So cool. And, you know, the Marvel Day, like, it's not something that they offer all the time. So, like, it's a rare thing. Like, you have to book it.
VIP.
Typically, they're only like January through March, and they're only certain sailings. So they get pretty busy because you have all the Marvel fans showing up, and like some people like really went out.
Well, let's just talk about these people that played these Marvel characters. I don't know who does their recruiting, like who handpicks these people to play these characters, but they look exactly like them, pretty much. I mean, like, spot on.
There's some very talented,
like, these people looked the part. They know everything about that character. So, I mean, it was cool. It was really cool. It wasn't just like Joe Blow threw on a costume and he don't even know what he's talking about. You're just like, wow, these people really embody that character, and it's awesome.
So going into Marvel Day, James's favorite Marvel character was Captain America.
Was. Make sure everybody heard that. Was. Past tense.
What happened there? Why is he no longer your favorite?
Well, let's just talk about it. Well, we found him, and I'm like, oh, awesome, it's Captain America. Let's go get our picture taken. So we get up and wait in line, and I'm so excited. And then we get up there, and we're about to take the picture, and he turns to Brittany, and he's like, here, feel my bicep, or like, pull my bicep, or something like that. And I was like, what the F, bro? What the F? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's even a picture where I'm just like, F this dude. Like you think you're Captain America, bro. You're about to get Hulk smashed on this boat, you know? And then Brittany, you know, she just turns to him. She goes, no, my husband will fight you. And then she goes around and then grabs my arm. She knows what's up. F that dude, man. Like, I did. I'm so torn because, like, that was my favorite character forever. And this one dude on a boat just totally F'd that up. I have a Captain America book I'm looking at right now. The Marvel's Captain America Encyclopedia. You know what? I can't even read it now. I don't even want it now. I have a Captain America shield. I don't want that. I have...
So who would you say was your favorite then?
Not him. That's who it was. Everybody but Captain America.
I think that Iron Man and Spider-Man were pretty cool. I think that they sounded just like them. So like the Spider-Man on the ship is like the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
So not did they just look these characters. They got their whole personality and their energy level. Like Spider-Man acted like a teenage boy, like very playful, jumping around, like playing around, very childlike. And then you had Tony Stark or Iron Man, and he was very
cocky
and sarcastic, and it was cool.
Yeah.
Those two, their costumes were awesome. Loki, he just looked awesome.
Yeah, I think his costume was really
cool. Yeah, his was spot on.
And, I mean, he had the long, like, black hair like Loki, too.
And he had his helmet, and he had that staff. Like, it was just awesome. We chased him down.
Yeah, we're like, Loki!
Yeah, Brittany goes around the corner, Loki! Wait, and then we got selfies with him.
Yeah, we got selfies. Like the cool thing was we paid for the photo package, so we got like, you know, photos with most of the characters. But one of the last days, they just had all the characters out roaming, and they didn't have photographers for them. So we actually like took selfies with Loki and Doctor Strange. And then we were going down for a photo op with Chip and Dale because they were one of the only classic characters that I hadn't gotten yet. Them and Donald, which I never did get Donald. Mm-hmm. Next time. But anyways, we were down there for Chip and Dale, and we just happened to get Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, yeah. Their costumes were spot on, too. Their costumes were awesome.
Spot on. And even, like, in the show, it was really cool because, like, they have everything projected on the big screen. So, like, when they were all fighting in the show, like, Ant-Man and the Wasp, they would disappear behind the curtains, and it would show them in the
going through the ship, fighting other people. And,
but they're like in their miniature state, like
that ant.
Yeah, and they were like fighting like this person with a crowbar, and you could see the crowbar being giant, but you could see the crowbar being normal size, like on the state. It was cool. It was just really cool.
It was really cool. So there was a lot of awesome experiences, and I don't know. I just really enjoyed it. It was awesome. And for somebody who doesn't drink, I really appreciated that cruise, because my only other experience was like cruises are very heavy on partying. And Disney Cruise does not play that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, we actually learned when we went to our adult only dinner one night, we were talking to our server and we were talking about, like, you know, not drinking and stuff like that. And he was like, yeah. You know, we have it so that, like, if somebody gets too sloshed, like, if they drink too much and they puke or they act a fool, they're
just intoxicated, like, visually intoxicated.
And they get too drunk. Like, they flag their key to the world card. Your key to the world card is, like, your card that you use on the ship. It's, like, your identity. You use it to get your pictures, you know, get into your room, all kinds of stuff.
Order drinks.
To order drinks, to pay for things on the ship. And if you get too drunk, they will flag that. So when you go to the bar to try to buy alcohol, they will cut you off. Like, you can't, you're done for the rest of the trip.
Yeah, I actually really like that. And you can't just get up in the morning and start drinking and stuff like that. Like, if that's your thing, that's your thing, but that's not mine. And I don't like being around that. Like, I want to just enjoy some good experiences with my family and not the whole focus be on alcohol. If somebody wants that, I mean, you can do that in your own house. But yeah. It was really cool. I loved it.
So leading in, we're going to talk about food first, because one of the things like that's big on vacation is like food. And we talked about it a lot last week. You know, if you want to be mindful, like there's ways you can be mindful and still enjoy it, or you can just go, you can just go and enjoy it and get back on track. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, because we knew going into our vacation that we were not going to be mindful. We were going to eat whatever we wanted, whenever we wanted. We weren't going to like eat till we were sick or anything, which we didn't.
I might have.
I didn't.
No, I'm just kidding. I never felt sick.
We typically had like a heavier breakfast, and then lunch for me, like I just naturally wanted something lighter for lunch. So it wasn't like an intentional thing, but they had lots of like grilled fish and like I had a salad every day with lunch.
They had so many options. Like if you wanted to go light, you could go light. There were salads. There was fruit. There was grilled chicken. There was shrimp. There were lean options. There were so many options. You could do whatever you wanted to.
Yeah, and I really appreciated that. Like I loved eating in the buffet for breakfast and lunch because there were so many options. And breakfast, like, it was a little heavier, especially once those last 2 days they brought out them churro waffles. Ooh. Those were amazing.
It was just mad. It's like a dessert for breakfast.
It's a churro waffle.
I don't know. I don't even know what those words mean, but it was delicious. I don't know what that is.
I was so excited that our server hooked us up with that. And I kept saying, we're having churro waffles tomorrow. And nobody, like everyone was like, I don't know what that is.
I'm I have no idea what a churro
you'll
is.
You'll understand. I know people are listening. They're like, oh my gosh, James, you don't know what a churro is? Because that's what I said.
You know what? I may not know what it is, but I had it. And I loved it.
Delicious.
It was in my belly.
So, you know, going out on your cruise, having fun, eating all the foods. A lot of people come back from their cruise and they're like, oh, I eat like crap. And the first thing they want to do immediately.
Jump on the scale.
They jump on the scale, but they want to restrict their food because they're like, I ate so much, I have to make up for it. So they're like punishing themselves and they're going to go immediately to like.
Calorie restrictions.
Yes, calorie restrictions.
Detoxes,
all the BS. And that's one of the things you absolutely need to stop doing after vacation.
We're not doing that.
Stop going crazy and punishing yourself because of the choices you made in a memorable experience.
What you just did was not wrong.
And it was not the norm. That's not your everyday norm. So when you come back from your vacation, just get back to your routine.
Yeah.
You know, do what you normally do. You know, for me this morning, we get up, we have coffee, and then I usually go for a little walk on the treadmill. It's not a crazy walk. It's purely for steps. Exactly what I did this morning. I had my coffee. I did my steps. We went to the grocery store early because we had to, you know, get all the stuff to prep our own food again. Lame. But
right.
Service here sucks. And then we came back. We had breakfast. And breakfast was just a normal breakfast. It wasn't restricted. You know, we had our usual. We did like shredded hash browns, eggs. I had fruit. Nothing crazy.
Nothing.
We are just returning to our normal routine. Normal macros. Because that's all you have to do. I mean, if you go and you have fun on vacation, you know, you're eating more. You're moving more. That's one thing. I mean, we had.
So much movement.
I mean, the first day we climbed so many stairs is ridiculous.
What did you have, like 19,000 steps or something that day?
No, it was like 15,000 or something like that. But it was a lot. And that was just like in the latter half of the day, because the first 6 hours, like we were in the hotel and we weren't really doing much of anything but waiting around. So we climbed a lot of stairs that first day.
Just
we got
exploring.
A lot of steps in throughout the trip. There was like 2 days where I didn't hit 10,000 steps. And one of them, I was almost there. I was in the 9,000s. And I think that was a day where we kind of stayed on the ship and everybody else went to Grand Caymans because we sat in the pool. We went on the aqueduct, water slide.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of lounged around a little bit more that day. And then obviously yesterday, like we were in the airport for a good chunk of the day. So we didn't really.
And so I think it's also important to point out that you weren't like striving for a step goal either while we were there. That was just monitoring.
Yeah.
You were just monitoring your, how many steps you got on the trip. You weren't, oh, I can't go to bed. I have to get my steps. Oh, okay, I get up. I have to go get my steps in. This was just movement on vacation. This was just data.
Yeah.
Just data.
And like we did work out, like James worked out a couple days. I worked out one day. I ran a mile. My mile, I totally bombed my 31 days, 1 mile in January, but whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I ran that mile the first day, and it was pretty rocky heading out the first day. So I was, like, holding on, and it was like, wait.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if y'all know this or not, but it's still rocky.
Oh, yeah. Once you get off the ship, you still feel like you're moving a little bit. Yeah,
we had sea legs.
You know, we was laying in bed, and it felt like it was just rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I liked the rocking on the ship. It didn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either. That's the Navy.
Yeah.
So going back to food, you know, when you come back from vacation, stop restricting. Stop going crazy, because all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure. Like, just get back to your normal routine, you know, whatever that may look like for you. You know, for us, like, we have set macros. We're back to our macros. We're back to our normal routine. That's it. We're not being restrictive. We're not under eating to make up for it.
No.
The next thing is, like, we're not going to add in extra workouts or cardio. Because, again, like, we're not punishing ourselves for making memories on a vacation. You know, doing what you normally do is just fine.
Yeah, the plan was working. You just went on vacation for a minute.
Yep. And like I was saying, you know, when you're on vacation, like, yeah, you might eat more, but you also probably move more.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're just completely taking a chill vacation. I have not taken a vacation where I just relaxed.
Mm-mm.
I think the closest we came to it was that one rainy day we had in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, where we had a movie day.
We had a movie day in our cabin movie theater.
Turned our phones off and just watched movies.
Watched movies all day. Like, that was awesome. That was a lazy day. But most of the time we're moving, we're going, we're doing things, like we're getting in new experiences. So, you know, the calorie like burn for the day is a little bit higher because we're moving. And when you get back, you don't need to do anything crazy because you're getting back to your normal food intake and the things that you normally eat. Body, you know, you'll drop inflammation from the traveling because your body does hold some inflammation when you travel. Bowel movements will get back to normal within a few days.
And just drink water and just do your normal thing. It's going to balance it. Your body detoxes naturally. You don't need these products or anything like that. You just get back to what you were doing before. Drink your water. Everything's going to flush back out.
And if you're so worried about it, like you hop on the scale and you feel like, oh my gosh, anxiety because the scale went up. You were on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't step on the scale without detaching from that number after vacation, then don't step on the scale. Give yourself a couple weeks to come back down, you know, drop all that water weight and that inflammation. We were actually like placing bets almost on how much we went up because we ate a lot of food. I threw down on some food. Like I ordered multiple desserts at like dinner and at lunch, and I'm not even a big dessert person, but also the desserts aren't like
full size.
Yeah, they're not like
These were very small portions.
So we would get like multiple desserts and we would share them. We would try everything, you know, but we stepped on the scale just for shits and giggles when we came back just to see. And after stepping on the scale, like I was yesterday before we ate dinner, like I was like a half a pound heavier than I was when we.
Yeah.
And again, like it wasn't like I was not worried over the fact that the scale was going to be heavier. I actually thought I was going to be much heavier than that. Like the way that my body retains like inflammation and stuff, especially when traveling or eating things that I don't normally eat, like I can fluctuate a lot. So I was expecting a solid 10 pound fluctuation on that. And
yeah, I remember you talking about it. You're like, I think I'm X amount. And I was like, really? You're like, well, actually, I really think it's X amount. I was like, for real? I was like, yeah, well, let's see what happens. And I think we were both, you know, surprised at what actual damage was.
Yeah.
Not damage, but you know what I mean?
Like, it was just data. So, you know, we ate dinner and this morning I weighed as normal just to get the data. Again, like when I weigh, it's not an emotional thing. Like it's purely for data purposes.
Well, yeah,
I track the trends in like my weight patterns, and especially like I am starting to eat in a calorie deficit.
But you know, like we do these things because when we talk about something, when we talk about, oh, you know, your weight will just come back off, like just get back to normal routine, blah, 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 do it. When we make suggestions and talk about things, that's because we do the data and we know because we have not just read it in a book, like, oh, the book says that will happen. We've also tested it and made sure, you know, like we've lived it. We know it. Like when we say, hey, don't worry, don't jump on the scale. You know, you're coming back from vacation, give it a little time, just get back on routine. That inflammation will drop, that water weight will drop. We know that because we've learned it. We've tested it. We've lived it. Like this
is
from experience.
And
we've seen it in our clients. Like this is not just, we read an article and this is what the article said and you should trust it. Like, no.
It's data.
It's
literally based on data.
Data.
So basically what we're saying in this whole episode, obviously we talked about vacation.
Is go to Disney.
It's go to Disney.
Go on Disney cruises. Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. You know, live in the moment, because that's what this is all about, right? You're doing all this, like, if your goal is to lose body fat, you know, get healthier, you're doing all this so that you can live a more fulfilling life. You know, you're not doing all this so you can go on vacation and be restrictive. Like, yeah. You're doing this so that you can have fun and make memories with your families and continue to do that for years to come. So, don't come back from vacation and do extreme measures. Just get back to your normal everyday routine.
Yes. I mean, you said it. I mean, just get back to your normal routine. Like you took a vacation, a much needed vacation. I'm sure you've worked really hard and you should enjoy it. And then, you know, when you come back, get back on your normal stuff.
There's a time and a place to be restrictive.
Exactly.
And if you want to be more mindful on vacation, then that's up to you. But if you don't, that's cool too.
Yeah.
Just come back and get back to your routine as normal.
Yeah. I mean, you can be somewhat mindful and not eat like a complete asshole, you know, and still enjoy things. Like, I think we did that. I think we enjoyed food and didn't take it to extremes, you know.
But I don't know. I took them turtle waffles to extremes.
They're listening. They're listening. No, you ain't good. You ain't good. Salads.
Yeah, salads.
One time.
No, I ate salads at the buffet every day.
After the waffles.
Well, that was after breakfast, obviously.
It was good. I loved it. It was awesome.
That's all we pretty much got today.
Yeah. If you'd like to book your next cruise, please contact Book with Brit.
This isn't the podcast for that.
Oh. But you did an amazing job organizing. This girl does everything when it comes to like planning. Like we knew everything about this cruise and it went flawless. I mean, I knew what time. I'm surprised we didn't know who's on shift and what part of the boat. Like, but it.
But when we went to Gatlinburg, it was the same way. Remember, I planned everything then
I know,
too.
You like, plan everything to the T.
I am a planner. What I do.
I know. I love it. It's an awesome episode.
I know, it was fun because we talked about vacation.
It's fun. It's our podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we're glad you were here. Stop doing extreme shit after your vacations. Live your life.
What she said.
And we'll have an awesome topic planned for you next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Macros, Mindset, and Muscles. Until next time.
I'm James.
I'm Brittany. We're out.